Chapter 4. I decided to go back to the hotel instead of struggling with the intricacies of a payphone. I found several messages waiting for me. Two were from Schmidt, one was from Leif. The latter had called at 11:10, right after I left the hotel. He hadn't left a number, but said he would call back at 6. I looked at my watch. It was already after 5. Too late for some of the calls I needed to make. Served me right, too. I should have taken action that morning instead of trying to play ostrich. Nasty things don't go away when you hide your head. That just gives them a chance to sneak up on you. I tried the bank first, on the off chance, but there was no answer. Banker's hours are the same everywhere. Next, I called Schmidt. His messages were always marked urgent, but in view of the revelations of the previous evening, I thought I'd better take these urgents seriously. Schmidt kept erratic hours. Being the director, he could keep any hours he liked. And having neither kith nor kin, wife nor child, he often stayed late at the office. I almost dropped the phone when I heard the voice of Schmidt's secretary. Gerda's punctual departures are a staff joke. It is claimed that the wind of her passage out of the office can knock a strong man flat. I said, "What'd you do, sit on a tube of glue?" Gerda was not amused. She said stiffly, "Herr Professor Dr. Director Schmidt has departed. He asked me to remain to deliver a message."
"To me?"
"Aber natürlich,"
Gerda said. It's also a staff joke that I am Schmidt's pet. I'm not supposed to know that, but of course I do. "That was kind of you," I said, in my most ingratiating voice.
"What's the message?"
Gerda switched to English. Her self-conscious voice and stumbling pronunciation showed she was reading aloud.
"Cousin Gustav checks out with Carillon. Golden boys say he is knight attire of felines. Empress of Germany."
After a moment, I said, "You'd better give me that again." She gave it to me again. I scribbled. Then I said, "I appreciate it, Gerda. Thanks a lot. You run on home. Oh, were there any calls for me today?"
"Nein." Gerda.